What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic, and sometimes I go French on y'all. I am This Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from what we like to call this, the U, the L, and the C, also known as the Undisclosed Location Central, which means we can't tell you where we are, can't tell you where we're coming from, but we're coming for you. When I say we, I don't do this by myself. I can't do this by myself, ladies and gentlemen. This is when I like to introduce what we like to call the resistance fighters. Who are the resistance fighters, you ask? Well, the guy that's putting the sounds through your eardrums, let me call him the one, the only, PW. PW, how do you stick here?
I am sticking like a permanent cast member.
We like that. We like that. Well, speaking of permanent cast members, we know somebody got a bad wrist. We like to call her the one, the only, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you stick it? Hey, this is a first, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
This is a first.
She usually holds up the sign to unmute, but she needed to unmute.
Listen. I am sticking like red putty to my fingers.
What is that stuff called? You showed it to us.
Sticking Theraputty.
Theraputty. That's Theraputty.
Theraputty.
And also, the man who has to hand it to us every time we turn on. He is my man, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
Man, this week's been all about dealing with the up dog.
Let's just let that hang for a minute.
Yeah.
Just let
that, okay. All about doing with the up dog?
Dealing with the up dog.
Okay, so listen, when I say we're going to let that marinate, let's just have a moment of silence.
Just a second. Does anyone want to know what an up dog is?
Okay, yeah, well, I wanted to know that.
Go say it.
Who are you talking to?
Ask me the question.
Oh, Chad, how you sticking?
I'm dealing with the up dog. And then you say,
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, okay, what's an up dog?
Say, not much, man. What's up with you? No? You're supposed to go, what's up, dog? And I go, no much, man. What's up with you? You guys suck.
Hey, listen, later on in the show, we're going to do the joke of the day. All right, you're just starting out too early there, Hanging Chad. You're starting out too early.
I mean, you guys need to do more improv training. Like, you're supposed to just help it keep going.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Really sorry that we ruined your joke, you down. Chad.
We're amateurs, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
We're going to try this.
Whoopsie daisies.
Okay, let's go ahead and try this. The reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, we're here for one reason. One reason. What reason?
Sure,
how you
sticking? Sure we are.
I'm sticking like a Steinway.
Like a Steinway.
What's a Steinway?
What's a Steinway? What's
about half as much since I spilt half of it out all over my keyboard.
Oh, is that why there was all
all over your new technology?
Okay. Those were some pretty good how you sticking.
Pretty good, Chad. You're picking up the terminology and stuff.
Yeah, technology. It's hard.
Hey, well, listen, if anybody's still hanging around with us, I'd like to apologize right now, but we are the number one award deserving show.
Oh, yes.
And we're here to put some autosseries, nerves, autosseries,
yes. Drums.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's okay.
I think that's correct.
Wait, were you trying to say atrocities?
No, autosseries.
Autosseries.
Okay, how do you say this? How do you say this word here? AUDITORY. Auditory.
Auditory.
Auditory.
Auditory. Okay.
Motion detected at the front door.
Hey!
Right, everybody, yeah,
person detected at entrance.
Yes.
Everybody show your hands again, because before the show started, we had things that was going on that we didn't understand.
And computer, do not disturb me.
I won't disturb you.
What did you? It's going to tell me I'm not disturbing you? All right, let's just
disturb you.
That's not the big A word of this. Let's just keep going. This is a caller-driven show where you guys can always give us a call because we love to pick up hitchhikers and let them drive. So give us a call at 813-699-3900. Again, that's 813-699-3900. And when we do that, ladies and gentlemen, we will talk about...
things in the past?
Three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
I feel like we haven't done that in a really long time.
Hey, again.
See?
It's just on time.
Yeah.
Who's doing that?
Listen,
I think you were late, Billy.
I think it was a little bit early.
Yes. All right. So, listen, we don't follow the path that's less chosen. How's that go? We don't follow the easy path. We just do things. So we just like to get right into it.
By the seat of our pants.
We fly by the seat of our pants. Let's just go ahead and jump right into it with the cow chip news of the day.
Ooh.
Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, if you are a loyal listener, you know what the cow chip is. It's something that we like to put into your mind because you need to know things and learn things every day. And these are some of the weird facts that other people may not know, or you may find these totally useless facts. All right. Back in 1929, there was a French film called Froid un Monde. And it had a scene about a rocket launch, and they had the scene where they did a countdown of the numbers. Well, in 1929, that movie set such a precedence that NASA adopted the countdown. That's where the countdown came back. Whenever there's a rocket launch, they have the countdowns. You know.
Oh yeah, sure.
Right.
And they did that just to copy the movie.
They copied a movie from 1929. A silent film by the name of Froid un Monde.
But it had absolutely nothing to do with any need to know when it takes off.
Right.
The movie to figure out where it's going to go.
Right. The movie did it as they created some type of suspense about what is about to happen. And then I guess Mr. NASA, he was watching that movie. He said, hey, we're going to start doing that.
Yeah, we got to start some suspense.
Because I guess before then, they would just shoot it off without anybody knowing.
Exactly, yeah. No. It left.
I feel like that would be more fun.
Just go.
Like, wait, any second.
So that is your cow chip news of the day.
That's fabulous.
Oh, man.
Who came up with it? It was Jackie Gleason.
Jackie, what do you say, boys?
Jackie Gleason said, and away we go.
That's true. He did say that.
I mean, NASA could have used that.
Yep.
Yeah,
my new thing now is just let some of stuff just marinate.
He also said, to the moon, Alice, to the moon.
One of these days, Alice. Zing. Pow.
All right.
Straight to the moon.
Well, keep in line with what we're doing. Let's go ahead and do the big A word of the day.
Oh, I love when we do that. I have to press a button, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Ooh, ooh. Okay. Ooh, ooh.
Perfect.
Okay, that was right on time. I closed my eyes so that I wouldn't be influenced by the look of people. You know what I'm saying? So I closed my eyes so I could hear the audio. And it was right on time. Okay, now it's too much time. Who is doing that? PW?
No, look who just arrived.
Yes, but hold on a second. First, I'm doing this. So
like Billy, he literally just opens its eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, I think your job
is knock the crusties off, man.
Your job is taken over by technology. You know, like the cashiers have those checkout lines. Now we have hit the button, PW.
What button?
it would be a perfect time to go ooh, ooh.
I don't know how I have a way to do that.
Okay, so who's been going ooh, ooh?
I think it's Billy.
Dad looks guilty to me.
Not me.
Dad know much about technology.
You're the one with the technology.
You have the new soundboard.
Yeah.
When you're saying you, who is the you?
Chad.
Who is the you?
Guilty look. Look at him. Look at his face.
Yeah.
Who are we?
Yeah.
Who is anybody?
Yeah. All right, well, speaking of a guilty face, joining us and gracing us with his presence, he is the one, the only Gas Man. Gas Man, how you stick?
Oh, he wouldn't put sunglasses on.
Did he say anything?
That way he can sleep through the show.
Moving his lips.
We can't hear him. He's talking, but we can't hear him.
I see you talking, but you can't come in.
Now you're muted. Now you're unmuted. Try again.
I got a problem.
Nope, we can't hear you.
All right, well, listen. We're going to have to fight on through the pain. We already did it. Oh, I ain't played the Big A Word of the Day. The Big A Word of the Day is this. I'm going to play this three times, and we're going to ask resistance fighters, do you guys know what this word is? Because once again, what we like to do on the Spike and the Mike show, we like to educate your mind and let you grow on your vocabulary and your ways of the world. So here is the Big A Word of the Day.
Riposte. Riposte. Riposte.
So now we go around the room and we ask the resistance fighters, do you guys know what the Big A Word of the Day is?
Is that spelled R-E-P-O-S-T-E?
I think it's D-E or E-D.
It's R-I-P-O-S-T-E. Excuse me.
Riposte?
R-I-P-O-S-T-E.
I see.
Riposte.
Riposte. All right, so Billy, do you know what riposte means?
I don't think so.
You don't think you don't know either?
I don't know.
Yeah, like ask me, do I think I know how to spin an atom?
Do you know how to spin an atom?
I'm sure I don't know. I can't. All right, so Hanging Chad, do you know what riposte means?
Yeah, it's when your flyer falls off the bulletin board and you have to repost it.
I ain't mad at it. It's in the word, right?
Yeah, duh.
I'm pretty sure I think I don't know.
I think I have a guess.
All right, well, I'll come back to you, Billy.
Okay.
PWs?
I'm almost certain that I don't know.
Oh, you're almost there.
Yeah.
Gas Man, do we have audio yet?
No.
No, I think you should disconnect and reconnect.
Yeah, really. All right, so
I meant to tell you to buy new headphones. You've been sounding terrible.
And bad.
Yeah.
All right, so listen.
Can I say my guess?
Yeah, you should guess or repost.
My guess is when you take somebody else's post on Facebook and repost it.
Ah, that's a good one.
That would be with an E, not an I, wouldn't it? I mean, rip.
I would think, yeah, re.
All right, okay. No. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to tell you what repost means.
Wait,
it is
this not pronounced reposit?
We're going to lose all our listeners.
No, repost. Okay. There's no it at the end.
Is this show dragon or is it just me?
Repost.
This is pretty dragon.
We need to step it up. Yeah, I'm feeling that too.
If we're getting bored, then our listeners are getting bored.
It would be great if we had one of those naked ladies who walks through the fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be great if we could get a woo woo, but not from Billy.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on a second. Jeez. All right, so whatever y'all doing, I'm going. We gotta spice this show up a little bit. Because we're dragging it. I don't know if it's me, but I'm just like I'm dragging. So riposte. We'll tell you what it means at the end of the show. But let's go ahead and do topic change of music.
All right, we're about to repost some topic changing music.
And I'm gonna start this question out with start the show off with question of the day.
Question of the day.
You guys, yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. I'm overserved.
Sorry.
But here we go. What was the question?
Question of the day.
Okay. I don't know.
I want you guys to handle the situation. Let's say that you're dating someone, right? And y'all been kicking it for 2 or 3 years and everything is great. Everything is going good. And then y'all move in together. Everything is still fine. And this is the great way of doing things.
Sure.
Now, would you put that person on your life insurance?
Sometimes I feel like this show is just cheap therapy for spite.
Yeah.
and where
oh,
is,
but he's
where...
not living with somebody. He's married to somebody.
No.
Right, so anyway, so would you put that person on your life insurance? And I'll start with you, PW.
I don't have any life insurance. Well, I like to think that my life ain't worth a plugged nickel.
Okay, but what was the example that I gave you? If you was living with somebody and that was
I'm living with somebody partner. Now for, you know, like 100 years.
Okay. Life insurance.
Yeah, he's been living with somebody since he was 17.
Yeah, 18? I think their first home
18?
Was a van.
18. All right. Down by the river.
He had ample opportunity to have bought life insurance by now.
So again, right, an example. If you're living with you dating somebody and y'all living together, would you put the person on your life insurance? Voice of reason.
I also don't have life insurance.
Hanging Chad.
I don't have life insurance.
We are such liars.
Gas man.
Hear me now?
Yes.
No, I have a lot of life insurance and it all goes to my daughter.
Huh. All right. And I'll just, for the hell of it, Billy. If you live with somebody dating, y'all weren't married, would you put them on your life insurance?
I don't have any life insurance.
and I suppose y'all don't, you're not sure if you don't have any life insurance too, right?
I mean,
if I did, the answer would be no.
Okay.
Is this question like if we were somebody else, what would we do?
Okay. This is why we had the award.
So,
like if
okay,
I was somebody
so
else, I would definitely put them on my list.
Okay, here, how about this? I magically give y'all life insurance, all right?
Okay, now we have
life insurance. Nice.
Thank you. I've always wanted it.
Now, who do we assign it to? Okay.
Now, if you're dating somebody, do you put them on your life insurance? Question. Okay, Billy?
No, because then I wouldn't want them to murder me for the money.
All right, got it. Voice of reason?
Yeah, I think I'd put some, if you have free life insurance, I guess I'd put somebody's name on it for sure. But is my significant other that I'm just
dating, not married to?
5 years?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I'd put them on.
All right. PW, boom, you got life insurance. You're dating somebody. Y'all been kicking it for 5 years.
Right. Man, my mom is so pissed.
I would put Chad's name on it. I would.
Chad, now you have life insurance.
No, because I don't want to have to redo the paperwork when we break up.
That's an optimistic.
Sucks. I don't want to go through all that again.
Good point. But before Chad said, I wanted to say something, but I can't remember what it was now. So I didn't even have to say that part. All right, so everyone said they, I don't know what y'all said. Only person who said yes was the gas man and Voice of Reason. Okay, so now, if you marry this person, would you put them on your life insurance?
Yes.
Why?
They're now legally my relative.
Right, okay. So that you put in life insurance because they're legally your relative.
And they're the ones that are responsible to honor my wishes after I'm dead and, you know, pick up all the pieces and, and you know, yes, of course, I would want them to be taken care of after my untimely demise.
Those are the people that have to get the big, strong garbage bag for me.
So do you all agree with what Billy just said? Go ahead, Chad.
I mean, isn't the purpose of having life insurance you have to, it's really for the person that survives.
Correct.
Not you. So you have to have a beneficiary or why even have it?
Correct.
So out of the two options, I would not get it probably because I don't want to get murdered. But if I had to get it and run the possibility of getting murdered.
You don't have to get murdered. You know that,
right? Do you watch crime shows? Because I swear to God, every one of them, there is a life insurance. They're doing it for that.
Yeah, watch Snap, man.
Watch any murder podcast or listen to any murder podcast. There's always, if the husband kills the wife or the wife kills the husband, there's a life insurance policy somewhere.
Yep.
100%.
So by getting a life insurance policy in my brain, you are increasing the chances of being murdered, period. So to me, it's not worth it.
Yeah, no other option, huh?
I'm not trying to be on a podcast being murdered and some person got my money. I'm really paying them to murder me at this point. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Well, hey. Just don't get a podcast.
Yeah, PW. Not PW. Yeah, PW.
So no one knows? That's not the problem, is that anyone knows. In fact, if I get murdered, I want everyone to know.
Yeah. No, but no. But if you don't have a podcast, nobody knows you're insured.
Yeah. Okay.
You only need that one person to know, and the person carrying the gun or knife.
Here. Maybe this will help your question get the answer that you want out of the
question. Yeah, why are all of your questions already? It's like a game. We have to answer the right question.
So add the detail that your significant other doesn't know about the life insurance policy. Get a life insurance policy?
Oh, I would do it then.
Yeah, no, because you don't want to get murdered. Voice of Reason, you have an opinion on this?
Dad had a good point about 100% of those crime shows.
Steve, are you in the same room as your microphone?
He left it in the bathroom.
My microphone turned this way.
I'm just going to tell y'all the things.
I think Chad it was 100. He was right about those.
We probably need performance reviews. Just a thought.
Yeah.
I think there's some
stuff that needs to be corrected.
I'm filling them out right now.
Okay.
Oh, are they self-reviews? Okay, I get all fives.
Here is the dang point that I've been trying to get to you guys. Oh, before I get to that point.
There we go.
Hanging Chad, do you think this is therapy for me?
It's definitely not for me, so I hope it's for you.
So you said this
can't be therapy for Spike.
Really? I asked a simple question. If you're dating somebody, would you put them on their life insurance? People will say yes or no because we're not married. Then I say, if you get married, you put them life insurance. People will say yes, like Billy said, yes, because we're legally obligated now. Now, the question to the resistance fighters is, the reason you get the life insurance is because you want that person to be taken care of in event of your murder.
Untimely demise.
Let me make sure you're doing
it. Untimely demise.
Yes. So if I'm dating somebody for 5 years and we're living together, wouldn't I want them to be taken care of in case of my murder?
Very possibly, yes.
But your chances just increased.
In case of my murder. I like that.
You increase your chances of being murdered.
Yeah. Please take murder me and take all my money.
Okay, can we?
Yeah, I feel like a boyfriend would be more likely to murder me than a husband, because my husband is going to get all of my stuff anyway. The life insurance policy might just be a little bit of extra gravy. The boyfriend isn't getting my stuff.
Oh,
I don't. They're not my relative. So they're not getting my stuff. So if I have that life insurance policy, that is super strong incentive for murder. I agree with Chad.
And not only that, if you get a life insurance policy and say that you are murdered, but your significant other didn't murder you, you're making their life harder, because the cops are going to be like, there's a life insurance policy and there's a lover.
Yeah. That,
and then they're going to get falsely accused and have to get through a bunch of crap. So it's just better not to get it.
These are all valid points.
This went so left for the topic of what I was thinking. It had nothing to do with murders. Nothing to do with murders. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You invited me on the show, so I don't know.
Right. Mike didn't say murder.
I didn't ask to be here.
Really? Yeah. Why would you murder us?
Spike never said murders, did you?
No, he's going to murder us.
Wait, is he? I think he's going to try to take out life insurance policies on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, here, sign your performance review. But when you peel back the tape, it's a.
You don't have my address, right?
I'll, listen, I'll fall for it. Chad, why am I trying to get life insurance on y'all?
Because you were literally befriending a shrimp guy. I mean, you'll do anything for money.
Yeah, you missed the punch. A gas man, why am I trying to get insurance on y'all?
To get money.
Why would you? You can murder us for our money.
There you go. That's the whole thing. To murder y'all. Chad, that was your thing, and you didn't even take the punchline.
Well, was that where you were going to go and I just beat you there? Was that the whole thing? You were going to murder us?
Okay. I think. Go ahead.
Later on, it was found a matchup that every one of them had been murdered from the same gun.
Only one survivor of the Spike and Mike show. Oh, Spike.
All right, damn. Let's do this. Yeah, y'all missed it. Yeah, I listen. Thank you guys for your opinion. This is all. This is all good. Opinion based.
Did it help you? You know which way to go now.
Yeah.
Sharpen your knife.
He's got to decide whether or not he's going to get a life insurance policy for his girlfriend.
Yeah, if your girlfriend is listening,
that he also lives in a different house.
All right, are we going to do another topic or something?
Yeah, it's time. I got to pee. We murdered this topic.
We murdered it. Yes.
Topic changing music.
All right, here comes another topic just in time for me to cover up my screen and leave to go pee.
Hey, hold on. Before you go, I like to call this topic, it's in the bloodline.
It's in the bloodline.
Ooh. Someone got murdered.
Okay, so I want to know how you guys feel about this. This is some Big Brother government taking over thing. I'm not going to lead the witnesses. All right, so if you were born sometime in the last 50 years, when you was a baby at the birth, they pricked your heel and took your blood and did some sample on it, right? For to see if you got diseases and birth defects and all that kind of junk. They took your blood and DNA. Now, unbeknownst to us, they have that information stored, your DNA stored in some giant file somewhere.
Well, they not blood. They have your little baby footprints and baby handprint.
But they also have your DNA. They took blood from you when you were born. If you were born in the civilized society,
I don't think they store that.
They put it in a little vial.
Otherwise, what's the point of 23andMe and giving them your blood willingly?
That's because not everybody does 23andMe, but everybody gets born.
Unbeknownst to you, Chad, they've kept a drop of your blood.
Oh, I know. Oh, well, when I was a baby?
Mm-hmm. So here's a story. So in New Jersey, they opened up a cold case that happened a while back, whereas they had a suspect, but they couldn't get a warrant for that suspect to get some DNA from them. So you know what they did? They went back and got the suspect's baby DNA from, because it was taken when the baby was born years ago, and they did a test on the DNA from the baby, and a DNA from the crime scene that they had recovered.
Yep, that's how the Night Stalker got caught. Kind of,
it matched. So that gave them enough reason to get a warrant to go arrest this guy. And then they took his DNA, they swabbed him, and they found out that he was the guy who did the crime a long time ago.
Yep.
Now, question to the resistance fighters. Is that a little bit Minority Report-ish? If you're a Minority Report, is when there was some movie back in the day when they could do that. Now, how do you feel about that?
I think you might be misinterpreting the story, because I've heard many stories where they get the DNA of a relative of the person that they're trying to think, and they get that either through their garbage, or they don't get it because the baby took a blood test when they were a baby. Yeah. They just get it. They honestly, and most of the time, they don't even do it that way. They just go to those 23andMe places and use the DNA from a crime scene, and they find relatives that match on 23andMe as relatives. So they find cousins, and then they narrow it down to the person that it actually is without that person's DNA.
So I don't know anything about the baby DNA, but the 23andMe thing has caught serial killers, because they'll find the blood from
the crime scene.
And then they will look on 23andMe, and there'll be some random person like a couple trees over with the same gene. And it's the gene that's passed down through the male line. So you can follow this person's DNA up to a grandfather, and the killer and this person came from the same grandfather. And then you can follow it back down to see who it is.
Why would they be in the tree though? You said a couple trees down. I just wanted to throw a joke.
Well, because it's like it could be your second or third or fourth cousin over there.
Okay, so
that could take an awful lot of time going through the mail like that.
But it took a long time. But that's how the Night Stalker got caught.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, this story.
It's a good thing he doesn't kill anybody anymore.
What was the crime in the story that you're talking about?
I don't know, but this is a real story. that they did that. And my question to you guys
is,
do you think it's fake fish?
No, I don't think. I think you are thinking that they're getting it from the baby's fingerprint or blood test that they get when they're a baby. That's not. I don't think that's a thing.
So you think there's some headquarters somewhere with a freezer? It's like
I think
every
they're getting
person
it through,
ever born. There's a vial
through
of blood.
The DNA testing companies like 23andMe.
Yes. So
they're getting the.
So what I'll do, Billy, I'll send you the link to the story.
Okay.
I'm talking about, and it is a real story.
All right, send it to me right now.
No, I can't do it right now.
No, do it right now.
I have right a question. Now. I have a question for the audience.
Go.
Isn't it possible there are other people that might be related to that baby they got the blood from, and it maybe the guy that they think did it didn't do it, but maybe some other relative? I mean,
no, because
it might have been a cousin or an aunt or an uncle.
No, the blood's different. Because you have other people mixed in, aunts and uncles, chromosomes mixed in, so you can tell how far away it is. Well, that's how they know on 23andMe, whether it's a second or third cousin, because there's different types of genes there.
Yeah, okay.
The closer you are to your bloodline, like your son and you, that's going to be pretty exact.
Yes.
And they can do it by gender as well, so that really narrows it down. Okay.
Get X and Y.
Learn something.
Cass, man, you got an opinion on this?
No. No, usually, no, from all the crime shows, I've seen a guy, they got a cigarette butt. He was in jail. Another inmate got a cigarette butt and sent it. They found him that way. I saw another one where they took a glass the guy had drank out of and got the DNA that way. But I've never heard of, like the heel prick from a baby that getting the DNA. I've never heard of that one before.
And that's what the story. They actually did that because they say they didn't have enough evidence to get a search warrant to arrest this guy. So they went backwards and they got his kids. And I don't know how they figured out who his kids was, but they got his kids' DNA blood that the kid had when he was born. And then they matched it with the blood from the crime scene. And they said, okay.
I don't know if that's legal or not.
Yeah. The kid can't consent to his blood being taken. And therefore, the parent would have to. And the parent didn't. So how's that?
No, the parent did because they're getting tested for, like, medical reasons.
For diseases and you know, disorders and things like that.
So it's in their medical
record. I think I found the case that you're talking about.
It was in New Jersey.
Patient privilege?
Yes, it was in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, right. And so the thing, now some people, when the privacy activists are saying, hey, you can't be doing this. But they also did the same thing in a San Francisco case where, and this one is real weird, a lady who was a part of a rape examination, they took that and they tied her DNA to a crime that she had committed a while back too. So that's, I'm thinking, man, this is some, I don't know what kind of word stuff it is.
That's kind of
Big Brother.
Yeah, She's
a victim, and then they're going to charge her with something.
They tested her for the rape stuff, and then they took her samples and went in and found that, hey, wait a minute, you also robbed at McDonald's. So he's like, damn.
I don't know about that. That is some Big Brother stuff to me.
Exactly, Mento. So I just want to know how do people.
Maybe we should just not commit crimes. I don't know. Like, let's think about that.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If we all do that, Hanging Chad, let's say we all do that, right?
Right.
Then can you get some life insurance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Sure, but I don't trust people. That's some trust issues.
Yeah, you do. All right. Well, then enough of that. So let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right. Before I do topic changing music, you all should know that I have no cursor. So if I need to click on something, there's going to be no way to do that. However, I do have buttons to push, and it's time for topic-changing music. All right, here comes our next topic on the Spike and the Mike Show, which is right now going on out of control.
BW has no cursor.
I don't understand that cursor thing.
I know. It's
the
way
pointer,
too...
The pointer thing that you use move to around click your on screen to on click screen. On... He can't. It's not coming up for some reason.
Did your mouse die?
It's okay. I've got a cursor here. I've got it right on your screen right now.
Okay.
All right.
Would you click over here and get my cursor back? Yeah.
I'm like, on the 44, or where do I click?
Oh, try clicking on
what the cuss word is going on.
Try getting rid of your gateway computers.
I'm gonna click on. I'm gonna click on the upper right hand corner. There's three dots there.
Yeah.
He's in the Dell.
He's using a compact 64. He's using a compact 64. He's using a compact 64.
A compact.
All right.
Mine's not working.
And the new topic is. Who idea was this?
All right. So. Okay. You know, in certain companies, at restaurants and jobs, they have this thing called the R&D department where they sit there and they say, okay, give us a new idea for something that we can make our show work.
Do you know what R&D is?
Research and development.
Not you, Billy. Dang it.
You ruined it.
Freaking hate mail. Someone send her a piece of hate mail.
No, I'm helping Spike out.
Hold on a second. You give a man a fish, he'll eat the day. Give him a fishing pole, he'll go fishing, right?
He'll go fishing.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of, Spike.
You know how the saying goes?
No, no.
No.
It's totally.
But it was good enough, I guess.
So Billy, do you understand the crust of what I just said?
Yeah.
The crust?
Yeah, no. You give a dog a fish, he'll wait for
his Who said
the
dog?
Oh, you didn't mention a dog?
Billy, do you understand the crust of what I said?
The crust of what you said.
Okay, what's it called? Isn't that stuff that goes around the bread?
Yeah.
No, it's not the stuff that goes around the bread. That's not how the saying goes. The crux.
Oh.
C-R-U-X. Crux.
Like those shoes? The crux.
No, not yeah, the crux.
Like the shoes.
Not that crux.
Hey, Spike, I forgot the topic. What is it? It's got something to do with...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who idea was this?
How did R&B come into this?
R&B music. Yes.
Okay. This show is.
Let's start over again. What was the topic?
This is not going to make the best of. I'm kidding.
Oh gosh.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So
awesome.
You guys know, like, let's say you go to a restaurant and you ask for a cup of ice or just a cup. For some water, right?
Sure.
And they have those fountains, and people would take the fountain and they would go get drinks and things like that. So at Chipotle, they would give somebody a cup of water, a cup to get water, and they would go to the fountain thing and they would get lemonade.
I do that.
You do? Well,
I've done it. Sure.
Well, what happened is Chipotle's R&D department came up with a great idea.
The camera.
No, they are selling this thing called the Chipotle cup of water candle. It looks just like a cup of Chipotle water, but it's a candle that smells like lemonade. And it's available starting August 18th for $28.
That's okay, kind of fun.
All right.
That's
okay,
kind of fun.
I kind of am into it. I like it.
Yeah. Chipotle
water.
No, because they know this is happening, right? Yeah. And instead of trying to control it, they're just celebrating. We'll just make money. We'll make money back from it.
So you don't think
it's really smart?
Okay, so you think it's a smart deal? How about you, boy?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, why not? They can make money.
Gas.
If people like lemon scented candles, that's the way to get them. So why not? Maybe they know. Maybe R&D knows something we don't know.
PWs, do you think this is a good idea or not?
If it can find my cursor, yes.
And Billy, now you probably read the story. Do you think it's a good idea or not?
I absolutely. They're making fun of themselves. They created this easy way to steal lemonade. And they're obviously not that concerned with it because they're making fun of it. They're not going to like arrest their customers. They're celebrating
that people do
water cup lemonade.
Now they have to sell enough candles to make it worth it.
Yeah, really. So I'm thinking that is a dumb idea. I would have kicked them people out of the R&D department. Okay, so
he's trying to click on me. It's just not working.
And my pen broke. This whole show is just all effed up. So PW, if I curse right now, can you stop me?
No, I can't stop you. Oh, yes, I can. Okay. I have a button for that.
Oh, but you can't. Okay, so anyway, yeah. I just thought that was a dumb idea, and I was wanting to know what the resistance fighters thought about it. I have no.
I don't think
you should.
Great
curse.
Idea.
I think when companies make fun of themselves, it makes me want to be a customer. Yeah, do business with them. The same way that I like people who make fun of themselves. Makes
so
me
you,
want to
go,
befriend
buy, you
them.
Go buy that $20 candle just because they make fun of them. That's,
how much? $8? No, 20, I would probably just ask for a couple.
$28?
I'd ask for a water and go get some lemonade.
you continue to do what you've been doing, right?
Yeah.
I would have kicked that R&D person out of my dang office. Say, get out of here. That's a dumb
$8. I don't know. That's a big, now that you say the price, I'm like, eh. No, I thought it would be like $3, like the cost of the lemonade. Get a candle.
No, I didn't say $8. I said $28.
$28
for a candle. No, that's stupid.
$28 for that candle.
There's no way. It better come with a Chipotle bowl.
Yeah, really. All right, well, Billy, keep reading. You'll see it. It's in there. It's in there. I used to make
that makes me want to have pumpkin Chipotle today.
So it's working, huh? It's working. All right,
and I'm going to get some lemonade.
Yes. And then and a riposte while you're there.
And I'm going to riposte it to you guys.
Oh, that's it. All right. Okay, just another topic change in music.
All right, here we go. I have a button that works, so I can press it and play topic-changing music on the Spike of the Mic Show.
All right. I think now would be a good time.
For a good topic.
Oh, so we might have to end the show then.
Snap! Wow.
Yeah. Damn.
No pressure. Hey, I'm a host now. You got competition.
There you go. All right, well, I don't like any of these topics now that I'm looking over it, so I'll just go ahead and do...
too much pressure.
Yeah, really? Do the damn joke of the day. How about that?
Oh, the joke of the day. All right.
I'll start out. So what we do, we're trying to make this show lighter, funner, and sweeter. Here's my joke of the day that you guys, and I hope you guys have one too. If a child is refusing to take a nap, are they resisting arrest?
That's
okay.
Great.
All right. I will take your resisting arrest and I will raise you.
All right.
How is virginity like a soap bubble? One prick and it's gone.
Yeah.
My wife,
that can have double meaning.
Yes, it can.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my wife asked me to pick up six cans of Sprite at the store the other day. When I got home, I realized I picked 7 up.
Oh. What's brown and sticky?
What?
We did it last week.
A stick.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That was mine.
What's E.T. short for?
Extraterrestrial.
Because he's only got tiny legs.
Do we have a bomb sound? We need a bomb sound.
Yeah, we do. Here, I'll
get. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I don't know.
I know one, but I can't. I don't know if I can say it on the radio.
He never lands.
That's the best one so far.
There you go. All right. Okay, here's one. Voice reason, you have one? PW?
Mm-mm.
All right. How about this? Do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii or just aloha?
That's pretty good.
Boy, that these are great.
That's a good one. Just a low bar. Dang, that was a good one. I like that one. And one more, just because we can do this. Last night, I accidentally ate my cat's medicine. Don't ask me how. Okay, y'all get it. Y'all get it.
Meow. Don't ask meow.
Meow, yeah.
Don't ask meow.
Don't ask me how.
There you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is what, that's our weekly jokes of the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that the guy who invented the knock knock joke, he won the Nobel Prize?
Do you have a book with these?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, guy. Okay, I'm done with him.
All right.
Au revoir. Yes. Oh, God, I got tons of them. I love them. All right, so now let's go back to topic-changing music.
Oh, I'm sorry. I pressed the wrong button.
It was him. It was
me all along.
See there?
All right, here comes a new topic, and it has nothing to do with what I did a minute ago.
Oh, man. I forgot that I can't find the topic I wanted.
Oh, no.
Anybody got any topics y'all want to talk about? How y'all day been going?
I've lost my cursor.
Let's get to know the cast. Let's do that. This
would be so nice.
I started my day by playing my video game with some friends of mine, one of whom is on the show.
Okay. All right. Well then, Gas Man, how your day been going? How you doing? Let's get to know the cast.
It was going great. I was having a nice dream about Jennifer Aniston, and then my phone alarm went off. And now here I am.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Hanging Chad.
I woke up and played some video games with some friends who are just kind of okay. I'm just nice to them because I have to be.
Court order.
So I do it.
He's talking about me.
Oh, voice of reason. How your day been going, man?
Oh, forget that. I have a pet peeve.
Uh-oh.
You know how on these cable news channels, they've always got something slowly moving around in the background.
Sure.
Always. Just like always circulating.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts. Stop doing that.
Why?
So I think it's like hypnotic or something.
It's to keep the image from burning in on your screen.
No, this isn't the background. I mean, it would be between.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's a ticker, and it runs at the bottom.
Not usually. The ticker at the bottom either. Watch sometime, and you'll just see this thing, like an American flag moving in the back.
Okay, not the ticker.
Never noticed.
We should do a weekly bit where the voice just complains about something in life. That would be fun.
That would be.
We just call it his pet peeves.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that bugs me, and I wish they'd just stop doing that. I think they're trying to hypnotize you or something.
You want me to call somebody and tell them to stop it?
Well, you have influence, Mike. They're not going to listen to me.
You should write a very stern letter.
Mm-hmm. And give it to Howard.
Yeah. Maybe you should choose a different news program.
They all do it. They all
or a different podcast. Yeah.
Topic changing music.
They're not. I'm not talking about podcasts.
All right, here comes another topic. This topic is going to be so much better than the last topic, which didn't really seem to exist.
Yeah, really. Okay, so there's this people in anyway.
Spike, how's your day been?
Man, I had to tie one off last night. Man, I think I took all the white cans they had in America.
Yeah.
And it did.
That's a lot of white cans.
You know, you may be the reason I lost my cursor.
Why?
Not enough aluminum left to operate one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is chilling. There's a free fridge that you're more than welcome to have. This guy that lives in, I think it's in England, he's giving away this free refrigerator. Now, there's only one catch about this free appliance.
Comes with a dead body.
It's my guy, life insurance. It's haunted. And what happened is the guy said his mother-in-law, she had a heart attack in the kitchen. And then her during an electrical storm, her body transferred into the refrigerator.
Oh, my God. Now, why did you buried the lead? This is a good story.
Okay.
You almost didn't do this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
hey, can we do scary stories heading up until October? Like do some scary stuff.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Like this thematic.
How are they going to be scary if it's like talking to us?
I don't know. Just find like.
We'll
like
find scary stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Does this refrigerator do anything special like squeak or make noises?
No.
So this is his mom?
He says it subtly it undermines him when he goes and uses refrigerators. It comments on how many slices of cheese he uses when he's making a sandwich. It fusses at him saying he didn't put the lid back on the container.
Oh, man.
And he says, I've been living with this for a long, but now I've had enough of this. And so he's starting to feel it's unreasonable for the mother-in-law to criticize and bother him. So he's giving the refrigerator away. And he feels as though that this soul-haunting refrigerator would be better in another place and it won't bother these other people.
So he's selling his mom, essentially.
Basically. So he got 100 calls on his refrigerator, but when he tells people that it's cursed, they would refuse on it. They wouldn't say, okay, I'm out.
There's got to be one person out there that's going to be like, that's the reason they want that refrigerator.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah. I know this is an easy answer. Gas man, would you accept that refrigerator, knowing the legacy of it?
If I had room for it, yes, of course I would. I don't believe in ghosts, so it wouldn't bother me.
Oh, okay. Hanging Chad?
I kind of wish it would be cool if it did have like a mom spirit in it, and every time you opened it, it would like tell you the next ingredient you need to make your dish. So you don't even have to think. The mom will just say, okay, now grab mayonnaise and do 2:30. Nice. Like do all the mom stuff. Like if it would do my laundry, would be cool and cook me dinner.
But it's gonna you know, the good stuff is also gonna bring the bad stuff. Because she's gonna say, it's gonna say, you know, you're gaining weight. You don't need to be eating those fries. Right?
That's when I would open the door and I would slam it.
Stay away from that ice cream.
Yeah. So, Billy, would you take the refrigerator?
Yes.
Voice of reason?
I need somebody to tell me to stay away from the ice cream.
I think he needs to pack it up and send it to New Zealand. There's a group there called Wellington Paranormal. They've got shows on TV about things that that get haunted and things like that. Wellington Paranormal. And I think they could probably...
Just on the Sci-Fi problem. Channel?
I don't know what channel it's
Discovery.
On.
Discovery?
It comes on after the news.
It's from New Zealand and it's Wellington.
Background.
Yeah, exactly. Spike, that's exactly what it is.
Gasman knows where it is.
He does?
I think so. I think he knows a lot of stuff. Gasman, a little help here.
So, hold on a second. PW, would you accept this refrigerator?
I would accept the refrigerator, but then I would ask Steve if he can see everyone else's picture. And if you can, and then look at your own picture, yeah. How is it different? Like a little ball at the bottom corner of the...
Did you just circumvent the refrigerator?
I totally did, just to annoy Steve. Yes.
Who on this cast would be the most... Okay, I got a question for the group. Okay. Let's go around the room.
You see what you're doing, Billy, but go ahead.
Let's go around the room. Who on this cast, we each have to answer, would you least likely want to be haunted by?
Oh, neat.
Ooh.
Oh.
Least likely.
All right, Spike, you tell the order. You go the order.
All right. No, you pick them because I already got my answer.
Okay, P-Dub, who would you pick?
Me. I would not want to be haunted by me.
Okay, Billy.
You, Chad, because I know how much joy you would take at torturing me.
Cass, what would you say?
I got to pick somebody else now.
PW, because he would always be texting my phone for me to wake up.
That's me.
He already haunts you.
No, that's all of us. Yeah.
Boys, who would you not want to be haunted by?
Oh, Spike for sure, because I can't imagine him going before me. That would be sad.
Oh.
Spike, who would you pick?
The voice of reason.
Yeah.
Can you imagine every day just joking with what comes out his mind, his pet peeves, his knock knock jokes. He is animal of a different breed.
I would pick voice too. I wouldn't want voice to haunt me. I wouldn't want my TV be flipping to Fox News all the time. Like, what the heck?
You know, these flowing background.
Yeah.
You guys might be stuck with a self-fulfilling prophecy there. You probably should not have picked me.
Oh, no.
I didn't pick you.
Yeah.
I didn't pick you.
Are you going to go first?
Either way, I don't want to be haunted.
Based on the way your picture's looking compared to everyone else, it looks like the life has drained out of your square. Turn a light on.
Did you froze? And now he's pretending.
Oh my God! Did he freeze himself?
He's looking. That's all he's doing. He's posing.
I seriously thought it was frozen.
Oh damn. This has been an exciting show today, ladies and gentlemen.
It has.
This has been riveting with a
with an R.
So I don't know what the hell we're gonna do. Oh, I was gonna tell you what. I told y'all what.
You had something in the beginning of the show that you wanted to tell us all.
Riposte.
Did I tell you what the word?
No, you didn't tell us anything about the word.
Riposte.
Riposte. Yeah. That is a clever retort.
Nice.
Retaliatory measure. All right. So I guess I like
riposte.
I like hanging Chad's answer first better. I like his answer better.
Yeah. You
have to post something if something falls down.
Yeah. I just reposted all over.
Reposted it all over the day. Yeah. All right. So let's
do this.
I don't
know what to say about that.
Ooh, boo. First of all, get life insurance. I want to just tell y'all. Oh, no. Fuck.
Okay.
Get that. Let's go around the room and ask the cast what's stuck
with you. So he can murder us.
What's stuck with me?
Stuck with you, Billis.
Is that I really need a refrigerator that's haunted.
Yeah, leave the ice cream alone. PW, uh-huh. What the hell stuck with you?
That I'm going to, I guess, cancel my insurance with.
Who will be
Colonial,
no,
Colonial
Life.
Chad.
Hang in
Colonial
chat.
Pen.
You know,
pen.
I wanted him to benefit, but now he talks about murder so much. You know.
Sorry, Chad. You're out.
He loves it.
So, more for not. Me.
Voice of reason, what stuck with you tonight?
That you guys had such great little quips and jokes and stuff. Those were all jewels. I mean, really, especially that one about E.T.
Thanks.
Oh, so you didn't like the Nobel?
Oh, yeah, the Nobel was great, too. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Right, Bill, I can let you just have that. I had to take it. What stuck with you, Hanging Chad?
What stuck with me was that we need to get through the business of the show early. We need better jokes. We need to get topics that are so freaking funny that we can't stop laughing. We need a little bit for the voice that is all about him complaining, because that would be funny.
Right.
And then we just need to just give everybody a raise on this show. And,
yes.
Why? I'm getting
yeah.
life
insurance.
I can stop. You want me to keep going?
Yeah, no. Okay. Life insurance. Gas man, what's stuck with you?
Stuck with me.
He's trying to get out of paying us. That's what it is. No.
Yes.
You mentioned money.
These stations have distractful flowing background.
Yeah, stay away from the American flag.
Serious.
Station.
And what's
not know that?
What stuck with me is that the blood is in the blood. If you was a little baby, if you was born into civilized society, you got pricked on your heel, and now they're using that stuff. So, yeah. As Chad said, everybody just do good, don't do bad because.
Yep. Don't murder anyone because your second or third cousin will tell on you.
Yeah, but I was born in the backwoods of Lake City, so they didn't. I don't think they fuck me. So I can murder people.
That's why
somebody,
I was asking about life
insurance.
The whole thing.
You were born.
Yeah, that again. Hence the life insurance question.
Exactly.
It all comes back to that.
I don't know how this show was, even though we forgot to do the sponsors, but you know, we'll
Spike was born without a prick.
What?
Without a prick.
I don't like it, but that's okay. I don't know what the show was about. It just, maybe it's me. It just felt different. One,